T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So Russia, Lee, has apparently, as you know, issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
It's a tough decision there. So I didn't know what to do. I put a poll up on my Twitter. Here it is. I'll tell you where we are in the results. Russia just issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham. Tough decision. Do we, A, turn Graham over, or B, keep him? Okay, well, right now, Lee, 93.9% of you would like to turn him over. Some of you are asking, where do we dump him? Where can we let him off? And 6.1% of you would like to keep it. If you want to vote in the poll, it is on my Twitter feed right now. By the way, several of you wrote another option. Many of you wanting to trade him for that Marine that is in prison there.
Yeah, Whelan.
Yeah, so I didn't think of that, or I would have included it. It's a much better option. We could, like, trade him. You know what I mean? They can have him. Well, whatever the case. So he was in Ukraine, and he was saying Russians are dying, and this is the best money we've ever spent or printed. Well, but
what the AP is reporting is that he made those two comments. However, mm-hmm. they were not made together, but there was a video that was edited by Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine's staff. They put those together.
Yes.
And that's what angered the Russians and brought this along.
Yeah, although even without the editing, I think it wouldn't have pleased them. But whatever the case, speaking of Volodymyr Zelensky, we are told that we have to save Ukraine because it's the best democracy like ever. And we need to save democracy in Europe or else or something. And so that necessitates printing hundreds of billions of dollars or something. Even though we used to be told that Ukraine was one of the most corrupt places on earth, and it still is. We're now pretending that is not the case and that Ukraine is this great democracy. Meanwhile, there's a guy by the name of Gonzalo Lira who is a U.S. citizen. And Gonzalo Lira made the mistake of living in this great democracy that is Ukraine. Don't, by the way, try going to church there. It won't work out well for you. And in this great democracy, you can see why the Democrats admire this supposed great democracy. All media outlets were shut down, and what was left was consolidated into state-owned media. So in my book, that's authoritarianism, but the Democrats think it's the coolest. Then they started shutting down churches. It's because Volodymyr Zelensky is a thug. I mean, he just is. He's never been anything but a thug. This is a battle of two thugs, and we got to stay the heck out of it, in my opinion. But whatever. So Gonzalo Lira, remember the whole deal about Brittany Griner and how terrible it was, and we can't just pick her up. Well, didn't she actually have that marijuana stuff, though, that's illegal in Russia? Well, she did. So she actually did what the Russians accused her of. Mm-hmm. Well, what did Gonzalo Lira do in Ukraine? He spoke out against Zelensky and his thuggery. Oh, well, he's facing what? Yeah, 13 years in prison. He's been arrested. Can you imagine what it's like to disappear into Ukrainian prison?
Yeah, that cannot be a pleasant experience.
Uh-uh. Oh, I'm sure he's being tortured and beaten. I have no doubt about it. A guy who would shut down churches that have been around since, the hundreds, and shut down all media except for state media. And now Zelensky is arresting people for criticizing him. And this is the great democracy we're printing money to defend? Well, I'm sorry. Well, didn't we all go nuts with this huge love-in campaign to free Brittany Griner after she screwed up with marijuana products she knew she wasn't allowed to have there? Mm-hmm. All right, where's the campaign for Gonzalo Lira's freedom from this great democracy? When will that begin? Stone cold silence. So, a reporter asked the State Department that question.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Again,
how'd that go?
Not so good. Listen to this.
A U.S. citizen who was residing in Ukraine has been arrested, and that, you know, he was a California-born man. He was in the past like a Business Insider contributor, and he had a YouTube channel. He was an outspoken critic of Zelensky's regime. The Ukrainian SBU released a press release saying he was arrested for justifying Putin's invasion. So ultimately, it added up to speech. And I spoke with Congressman Ted Lieu, Democrat, and he said he urges the State Department to engage its authorities to, you know, work out some sort of negotiation to get him released. So are you guys aware of this? How do we feel about our allies, you know, detaining U.S. citizens for speech abroad?
So I will say in general that we're aware of the report. We obviously support the exercise of freedom of speech anywhere in the world, and I'll leave it at that.
So you guys aren't working to get him released?
I'm going to leave my comments where I just left them.
Well, at least the local Democrat congressman didn't have the proper response.
Oh, what was
Give
that?
That. No, you. I think you said, though, that or it was said that the Democrat local congressman had actually responded to that situation and said, yeah, they're calling on the U.S. government to get him released.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a reporter that was there. But, but yeah, no, I actually didn't follow that. But that's good. But, I mean, if we're going to go gung-ho for Brittany Griner, then, I mean, come on, Ukraine can't just keep somebody from speaking out. I mean, can you imagine if an American citizen, well, if a woke American citizen or Democrat was held by the Russians for free speech violation? We go crazy.
Well, maybe this gentleman should identify as a WNBA player.
Or come out as a lesbian?
Well, I was just going to go with a WNBA player, but, you know, you can go where you want with that.
Well, no. It's right. Speaking of coming out as a lesbian... before I get to that, did you see over the weekend, do you know what they are effectively selling Bud Light for now? $3.48. Because they got these big coupons, you know, $3.48. And at this point, they're just trying to move it off the shelves. It's such a disaster, right? So I guess Dylan Mulvaney thought he would help.
Yeah.
Is this guy's 15 minutes ever going to be over, Lee?
No, please.
Ever?
No.
Ever? I can't take anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess he thought he would help. I don't know if this is can help, but just so that you know, Dylan Mulvaney has come out as a lesbian. Now, I got to tell you, this is causing me all kinds of confusion. I'm very confused. I was told that you were born this way and we have to accept it. Whatever way it is, you're born that way, right? Right. Whatever we're talking about now. So like, and whatever thing the left invents this way that you are, this week that you are, then you're born that way. So everybody's got to accept. Okay. So Dylan Mulvaney, let's because it's you got to keep this straight. Only a broadcast professional could keep all this straight, okay? Lives for as a gay man for 10 years, then comes out as non-binary, then says, no, wait, I'm trans. Then comes out and says, I'm transing not to be a woman. He originally trans to womanhood, but then he is transitioning to girlhood. He thinks he can be a 12 to 13-year-old girl. Okay. Do you follow that?
Sort of.
I thought you were born this way, but apparently no. It changes every 6 months. Now he says he's a lesbian. How is that possible? Take a listen. I'll let him explain in his own defense.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock. So I tell my dad and he goes, well, I would love to see you get a woman pregnant. And I said, oh, no. She would be getting me. So I recently.
I cut that last part off. Sorry. She would be getting me pregnant.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. How you go from gay
to... Something about the biology doesn't add up there.
I don't know. Maybe Dylan Mulvaney thought this would help Bud Light? I mean, men used to like Bud Light. Men like women. I don't know, but... I don't know. So anyway, that's your Dylan Mulvaney update. Ladies out there like to date Dylan Mulvaney. Mm,
glad we got that out of the way.
By the way, Dylan Mulvaney says he has yet to be kissed in his, her, their, what, I give up. I don't know. Current state of existence. So apparently this transition has not helped the dating life of Dylan Mulvaney, but Dylan Mulvaney is now in the market for women. I just do the news, Lee.
Ow.
It's what I do. I do the news. I just don't know what to do anymore. Oh, this country. Okay. If your child has a computer or other device, rip that sucker out of the wall. Like, just rip it out. Stomp on it and throw it in the trash. This you just can't exist.
Or just change the Wi-Fi password.
Just change the Wi-Fi. Oh, even better. Change the Wi-Fi password. Oh, my God. And whatever you do, don't let them shop at Target. Do not take the child into Target. Or Kohl's now, apparently. Jeez. I don't think this is going to help Bud Light, though.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.